This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam rasulullah. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And we are with episode number 46. And it's session number 15, still talking about Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel, Musa and the children of Israel. So welcome back all of you, welcome back sisters and brothers, those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. So I'm just going to give a minute for more people to join, inshallah, so that we can resume our talk about the about Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam. 15 sessions so far just talking about Musa alone. You know, 15 sessions just talking about Musa alone alayhi salam. You know, this session number, episode number 46, and it's session number 15. So I'm just going to give again, you know, just a few more seconds for more people to join. So just I request your patience, inshallah. Those of you, wherever you are, from the UK, from Australia, from Canada, you know, wherever you are, I welcome you. I hope you had a great Friday, or you're having a great Friday. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy upon you and your loved ones, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, just a quick, again, review of what we talked about last week. We were with Musa alayhi salam after he, after Musa alayhi salam took off from Egypt, accompanied by the children of Israel. And we said that the numbers were like 600,000 people, 600,000 just men alone, right? 600,000 just men alone. Let alone the sisters and the brothers. I mean, sisters and brothers. Let alone the sisters and the, you know, women and children and elderly people. And we talked about, you know, that incident when they reached the Red Sea, and Fir'aun, you know, was pursuing them along with his soldiers, and then when Musa alayhi salam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strike the sea, and the sea parted ways, and each way became like a very, very big mountain. And then Allah Azza wa Jal made the earth dry for Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel, and then they crossed the sea to the other side, and then Fir'aun came in, right? Fir'aun came in, and then Fir'aun, when he came in, he hesitated initially. He did not want to go, but there was a narration that Jibril alayhi salam came in the form of a horse, you know, and dragged Fir'aun's horse to the sea. And then as they were crossing, they got into the middle of the ocean. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla again one more time ordered Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, brought down the the ocean as it was, waves, and Fir'aun got drawn with his soldiers in the ocean, in the Red Sea. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the mummy of Fir'aun, which can be found today in the in Egypt, you know, in Cairo, in the museum there in Cairo, as a sign, as a clear sign for us, the clear sign for us, for people in general, you know, to look at, you know, those who do not, who took oath upon themselves to commit, you know, atrocities, and to commit, you know, wrong and evil, and what happens, you know, to those, you know, that kind of people. So my brothers and sisters, and then Musa alayhi salam went along with Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam, he missed that you know the that experience of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was in the Mount of Tur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa to fast 30 days and to follow, you know, to fast 30 days to prepare himself to meeting his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after Musa fasted 30 days, and then on the after the 30th day, he broke his fast. After breaking his fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asked Musa as to why he broke his fast. He says, because I was preparing myself to come and speak to you. And as he was fasting, his mouth was, the breath of a fasting person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa to fast 10 more days, to complete 40 days altogether, right? So to be able to come and, and stand in that plain in the Tur, Mount of the Tur, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also talked about certain beautiful things that Musa alayhi wasalam, when he was talking to Allah azza wa jalla, I asked him, oh Allah, teach me teach me something to remember you with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, oh Musa, say la ilaha illallah. Well, Allah, everybody says la ilaha illallah, any from the believers, but teach me something particular, something special to praise you with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Musa, if the entire world and whatever it contains was to be put on one pan, one, of the scale, and then you put in la ilaha illallah in the other scale, la ilaha illallah will outweigh everything else. Musa alayhi salam also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I saw in the scrolls, because Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Musa the Torah, the Torah. So he gave him the Torah, the commandments. And then as Musa was reading those commandments, the Torah, he says, and this is narrated by Imam Suyuti, that Allah, I saw that there's a qawm, there's a nation, if they were to just intend to do a good deed, and they don't do it, they will still get one ajr. They will still get, a reward for it. But if they were to do it, they will get 10 rewards. Make them my ummah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, oh Musa, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, I saw and I read in the scrolls that there's this ummah. There will be the last ummah that will come and the first ummah to enter Jannah. Oh Allah, make me the prophet of this ummah. Oh, this is the ummah of Muhammad, O Musa. Oh Allah, I read in the scrolls that there is an ummah that will be its inhabitants will be the majority of all inhabitants in Jannah. Oh Allah, make me the prophet of this ummah. And then one more time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this wonderful, wonderful question. So this is so far what we talked about. And now we're going to, start a brand new session, inshallah ta'ala. But first of all, are you brothers and sisters doing all right? Those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, are you guys doing okay? How is everybody doing before we start? I just need to see how everybody is doing, inshallah. Sister Yashmin, Sana al-Bab, Mehdi, I hope he's there. Reda, I hope you're there. Who else is there? Kanan Habib from Facebook, and Coco Murad from Australia. Okay, Hussein, mashallah, he's doing great. Alhamdulillah. All right, alhamdulillah. Yes, good to be back. Zakum lakhe. Lula Robe is in town as well. All right, Lula Robe. Thank you for being back. And I'm happy you're back. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam. Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after, when Musa came at that time and place appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa said to his Lord, right? This is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 143. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 143. قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لا تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. موسى told his Lord, Oh my Lord, Rabbi, Oh my Lord, show me yourself. I want to see you. موسى is asking Allah, I want to see you. Show me yourself. You know, has anybody seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No one has seen Allah azza wa jalla. No one, even Prophet Muhammad السلام, when he was ascended into the heavens, he did not actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he spoke to Allah azza wa jalla, but he did not see physically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, one of the utmost pleasures in Jannah, one of the utmost pleasures in Jannah is that we will be able to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. The wujuh, faces that day, shall see the face of their Lord. They asked the Sahaba, the companions, they asked Prophet Muhammad, O Prophet Muhammad, are we going to be able to see our Lord on the Day of Judgment? Then Prophet Muhammad asked them, when there's a day, like a night of a full moon, a night of a full moon, do you have any doubt when you see the moon that that is actually the moon, the day of a full moon? They said, no, Ya Rasulullah, you know, when a full moon, that is the full moon. We have no doubt that actually that is the moon. Then the Prophet says, likewise, that's how you'll be able to see the face of your Lord in the Day of Judgment. That's how you'll be able to see the face of your Lord on the Day of Judgment. So, Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, Oh Allah, I'd like to see you. Show me yourself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to Musa, Oh Musa, you cannot see me. You cannot see me. But look upon that mountain when he was in Jabal al-Tur. Look upon that mountain. If it stands still in its place, then you shall be able to see me. So look at the mountain, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will reveal himself to the mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal himself to the mountain. So he said, Oh my Lord, show me yourself. I want to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Oh Musa, you won't be able to see me. But look at that mountain. If it stands still after I reveal myself to it, then you shall be able to see me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed or appeared to the mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared to the mountain, and the mountain turned into dust. The mountain collapsed. When Allah Azza wa Jal appeared to the mountain turned into dust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Musa fell unconscious. Musa fell unconscious. Imagine, you're looking at the mountain, and then the mountain before your eyes turns into dust. It collapses and turns into dust. It's not like an earthquake. It's not a volcano. It's a huge mountain turning into dust. Musa fell unconscious. Passed out. And then when he recovered, when he woke up, he said, you know, when he came back, he says, Subhanaka, tubtu ilayk, praise be to you. I repent to you and I am from the believers. And ana awwalul mu'mineen, I'm the first of the believers. I'm the first of the believers. After he saw that miracle, after he saw that sign before his eyes, he wanted to see Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah says, you won't be able to see me, but look at the mountain. If the mountain stands still, after I appear to it, after I reveal myself to it, you'll be able to see me. And then Allah Azza wa Jal appeared to the mountain. The mountain collapsed before Musa alayhi salam and turns into dust. Musa fell unconscious. Then he says, Subhanak, tubtu ilayk, praise be to you. I have repented to you. Repented from what, brothers and sisters? What did Musa repent from? What did Musa repent from when he says, I repent to you? Those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, Musa says, praise be to you, Subhanak, tubtu ilayk, I repent to you. What did he repent from? Did he sin? You repent from a sin. So what kind of sin? Why did he say, I repent to you? Why did Musa say, oh my Lord, I'm repenting to you. I turn back to you. Why did he say that, brothers and sisters? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, come on. Hello? I'm waiting. From asking to see Allah. Yes, Coco Murad, absolutely. Coco Murad on Facebook. Thank you for the answer. Absolutely. For asking to see Allah. Tubtu ilayk. He killed a person. He already repented from that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla forgave him. But this is a new thing. He asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Tubtu ilayk. I repent to you. He's repenting from asking to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. You know? وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ I'm the first of the believers. I believe. I believe that you exist. I believe that no one can see you. I believe that you are the controller of this universe. I believe that you're the doer. I believe that you are the great and the greatest, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe. I believe in you, subhanak. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And then Musa took the scrolls, the alwah, right? And that has the commands or the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he went back to Banu Israel. He went back to meet his people. He's happy. He's excited, right? I'm going back with the Torah. I have the Torah with me. So imagine a prophet coming back to his people with a book, with a holy book. Like, you know, there was not a book at the time. It was the Torah. It was in scrolls. It was in Alwah, you know. Before Musa left, he appointed his brother Harun, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter Al-A'raf, verse number 42, he appointed his brother Harun to look after his people, right? And then what happened to the people of Banu Israel, because Musa told them, it's only going to take me a month and then I'll be back. But Musa got delayed. So Banu Israel, they kind of deviated. And I will tell you the story as to how they deviated. You know? There was a big fitna. There was a trial. And there was a trial, not only of Banu Israel, but by a person by the name of As-Samiri. As-Samiri or the Samaritan. As-Samiri. And I will tell you the story of this man, As-Samiri. Because Musa, right, was supposed to be back after a month. But then he got postponed for 40 days. Banu Israel, they did not know what happened to Musa. So they kept saying, oh, Musa is angry at you. He's angry at us. Why is he angry at us? He's angry at us because, you know, when we left Egypt, we took the ornaments and the jewelries from the Egyptians, you know, and we took it with us. So Musa is angry at us and we have to let go of all the jewelry that we have brought with us. We have to let go of all the gold and jewelry that we have brought with us. And listen, until we do that, Musa is not going to come back. And Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, explains this in the Quran, and I will tell you more, but let me tell you the story. So there was this man, As-Samiri, or the Samaritan, who was a craftsman. He was a craftsman, very skillful craftsman. But because he had this very talented skill, you know, he was talented, and he felt kind of left out and insulted. So he did something. What did he do? He thought to make like an idol, just like the people of Egypt, they used to worship, like a calf. He thought to make a calf, you know, using the gold that Banu Israel, you know, the gold and the jewelry that they, you know, that they dispensed themselves of. He took that gold and he made a calf off of it. He made ijl, like a cow, but a calf off of it. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this beautifully. Not only that, let me tell you about Banu Israel, how they were so pampered. They were so pampered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did something for them really beautiful, something amazing. Banu Israel, Musa wasn't there, they will come out from their homes, like their tents or whatnot. They will find food that Allah Azza wa Jalla did not give to anybody else. Food even from Jannah. Yani they had some very special food. What kind of food? They had as man was salwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى. O Banu Israel, we have sent down upon you al-man was-salwa. What's al-man? Al-man, it's been said, it's like this sweet drink. A sweet drink, it made off of honey. They will open their door and they will find it every morning. They will find food. They will find quail, as-salwa. As-salwa is this special bird called quail, special bird. Roasted or grilled or whatnot, cooked by their door, along with a very sweet, beautiful drink, right? Called al-man. Every day. They will come out, they will find that food. Special food. So many miracles. Just so that they can believe. You know, they wouldn't have to go to work or any other place. They will just come out from their tents every morning. They will find that food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it to them. By the door. There were over 600,000 people, right? They were in the desert, so they needed to eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending this special food upon them, right? So came this Samiri. Who the Samiri? This craftsman. Who will try to, you know, deviate Banu Israel. Because then Banu Israel will be split into two groups. Those who were, you know, their iman was weak, so they will still not believe totally, you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who will follow Musa alayhi salam. So as I said, after they collected all that jewelry and the gold that they brought from Egypt, they threw it into the ocean. So a Samiri, that craftsman, he collected that, you know, that jewelry, the gold, he collected, you know, that jewelry. And then he started carved in a calf. The calf, like I said, it's like a ijl, you know, in Arabic it's ijl, it's like a cow, but the baby of the cow, ijl, it's called a calf. Then he took out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for the statue of a calf, which had a mooling sound, a mooling or a loo or a lowing sound, what, you know, like a mooing sound. So how did he do that? You know, as-Samiri, how did he do that? فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجْلًا سَجَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ فَقَالَ هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى فَنَسِي. This is Surah Taha, verse number 88. Surah Taha, verse number 88. Then he took out from that gold that they threw, a statue of a calf. He molded a statue of a calf, which had a mooing sound. So there was this opening from the back of this calf, and then whenever he hits it, it makes a sound like a mooing, like moo, you know, like a cow, a mooing cow. And he said, this is the ilah of Musa. But he has forgotten. Look what the Samiri did to them. The Samiri deviate them. He said, this is the ilah of Musa. Yani this calf is ilah of Musa. It's just Musa forgot. People, they did not see this calf before. But this man was, carved in this calf. And then when he finished, he brought it. And he says, this is ilah Musa. Look. Huge calf made off of gold and jewelry, and then when he, you know, hits it, it makes this sound. He says, this is ilah of Musa. Then they started worshipping that cow. They started worshipping the cow again one more time, worshipping that ijl, that calf. Again, Surah Taha, verse number 88. ولقد قال لهم هارون من قبل يا قوم إنما فتنتم به وإن ربكم الرحمن فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. طه verse number 19. هارون told them, you've been tried in this. You've been tried. يعني a Samari or the Samaritan, he's trying them, he's deviating them with the scoff. You know, it's a trial, it's a fitna. So don't obey him. فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُ أَمْرِي. Follow me and obey me. I've been left out here. I've been appointed by my brother Musa to look after you. So follow me. Don't follow the Samaritan. Don't follow that Samiri. Don't go and worship the cow. Don't go and worship that calf. Haven't you seen all the miracles of Allah Azza wa Jal? One after another? Why are you going to go back and worship? Because that Samaritan, he made the same statue that the Egyptians, they used to worship in Cairo, in Egypt. He made the same kind of shape of that statue, you know, that the Egyptians used to worship. And then he says, this is Ilahu Musa Fasi.
قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى.
They said, we will not stop worshipping this calf until Musa returns. يعني هذو, they're Banu Israel, Banu Israel. What can we say? Banu Israel. After Harun told them, you know, to leave out this calf, Banu Israel, they said, we will not stop worshipping him or worshipping it until Musa comes back, until Musa returns. Look at this fitna. It's a trial. It's a big fitna. Now, if you were Harun, what would you do? If you were Harun, Harun was being given this mission. Look after Bani Israel. وأصلح, be righteous. Don't wrong them. But then Bani Israel are starting to worship, you know, the calf. And they're led by the Samiri. If you were Harun, what would you do, sisters and brothers? I mean, if you were, you're not. But if you were in his place, that's what I meant. What would you do? You see your people, after all those miracles, they resorted again into worshipping the cow, into worshipping the calf that was crafted by the Samiri. Right? He did not want to get into a civil war. If you know, because there were some people who used to believe in him. Naam. No, in Musa, يعني, in Allah Azza wa Jal. So if he was to, you know, collect those people and then fight the others, it would be like a, you know, a civil war. He did not want to cause a civil war. He did not want to cause any bloodshed. Musa, Harun was not as strong as Musa, by the way. Harun was softer. Harun was softer. Just like, subhanAllah, you know, Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr was softer than Umar. Umar was more kind of like rough. He was rough and he needed to be in some cases. He needed to be rough. But the nature of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was cooler, was kinder, was softer. So Harun was softer. Musa was harsher. Remember, he punched a man and killed him. Musa alayhi salam. Remember when he punched a man and killed him? So he was that strong. So now Musa is coming back. Musa is coming back. Excited. He has the Torah with him, and then he sees his people resorting in worshiping the calf. He got angry and sad, disappointed, heartbroken. After all we have done, after all the sacrifice, after all the miracles and the clear signs that Allah Azza wa Jalla has shown you, you went back into worshiping a calf, a statue, an idol. He was heartbroken. He was disappointed. He was angry. He was angry. Alayhi salam.
فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان آسفا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Taha, verse number 86. فَرَجْعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَمْ يَعِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَهْدُ أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. Then he told his people. First he goes to his people, Bani Israel. You see, brothers and sisters, listen to this. This is managerial skill. This is a leadership skill. A leadership and managerial skill. Now we have a problem. Musa has a problem. How is he going to deal with this problem? Who is he going to talk to first? Is he going to go to his brother first? Is he going to talk to the Samaritan, the Samiri? Is he going to go and talk to Ben Israel? What does he do, alayhi salam? He goes to Ben Israel first. Very heart, you know, broken, disappointed, angry. He goes, Ya qawmi, alam ya'idkum rabbukum wa'dan hasana? Didn't your Lord promise you a fair promise? Just, you know, wait for me. I would come and I was going to bring you, you know, the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I was going to bring you the Torah. Allah has promised you. Couldn't you just wait? Ya'ni wait, ya ibadallah. Wait, just live it. You know, be patient. Why didn't you wait? Allah has promised you a fair promise. Did you wish for Allah's wrath to befall upon you, he said? Did you wish for Allah's wrath to befall on you? Then they said, look what they said, the people, you know, Banu Israel, they said, قَالُوا طَاهَا, Surah Taha, verse number 87. Taha, verse number 87. قَالُوا مَا أَخْلَفْنَا مَوْعِدَكَ بِمَلْكِنَا وَلَكِنَّا حُمِّنَّا أَوْزَارًا مِّنْ زِينَةِ الْقَوْمِ فَقَذَفْنَاهَا فَكَذَٰلِكَ أَلْقَى السَّامِرِي. They blame the Samiri. Now they started pointing fingers to each other. They said, no, it's not us. We did not break out your promise of our own will. We did not break out our promise, you know, your promise off of our own will, but it was the Samiri. It is his fault. It is his fault, so it was out of our control. The Samiri told us, he brought this calf, and he told us that it is your God, and to, you know, worship it. So, you know, don't blame us. Blame the Samiri. What does Musa do? Does he go to Samiri? No, he does not go to Samiri. He does not go to Samiri. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, you know, Surah Taha, Musa goes to his brother. He goes to his brother. قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعا أفصعصيت أمري. Oh Harun, Musa goes to Harun now. After he talks to Ben Israel, then he goes to Harun, his brother. And then he tells him, يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعني. Oh Harun, you know, when you saw them going astray, why didn't you follow me? Why didn't you go and tell them to follow me? Why didn't you, you know, أفصعصيت أمري? Did you forsaken my order? Why you not listen to my order? Why did you leave my order? Why have you forsaken my order? Didn't I tell you clearly, you know, be good? You know, did I tell you to look after them? And then you saw them going astray. You saw them worshiping the calf. Why didn't you go and stop them? Why didn't you tell them to, why didn't you enjoin good and forbid evil, O Harun?
قَالَ يَا ابْنَ أُمَّ لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي إِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَن تَقُونَ فَرَّقْتَ بَنَيَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي.
Allah. He says, Oh, Yabna Umma, Oh, my brother, Oh, my brother, seize not my beard nor my head. Musa is tough. Musa is rough. Musa uses his hand. Remember, he punched that guy, killed him. So he goes. And then when he was talking to his brother, he was pulling him from his head and his beard. Aren't you listening? Why did you do so? Why? And he was pulling his beard and his head. Didn't I tell you? Why you saw them, you know, worshiping the God? Why didn't you follow me? And then Harun telling him, oh, my brother, don't pull my beard. Don't seize my beard. Don't pull my beard, nor my head. I did not want you to say that I have, you know, caused separation. I have caused this, you know, dismantling between Ben Israel, causing them to be in two separate groups. I did not want to cause this, you know, civil war amongst them. Harun is cool. Harun Miskin, he's softer. He did not want to. He was scared. He pulled back. But he told his brother, my brother, don't seize my beard and my head. Don't pull me. You know, people are watching. They'll be embarrassed. Don't do that.
قال يا ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني.
In Surah Araf, this is how I'm telling you, like Musa is Harun is softer and weaker than Musa. This is another evidence in Surah Araf, verse number 150. He says, قال يا ابن أم, oh my brother, إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. The قوم, my people, they belittled me and they almost killed me. They almost killed me, so he did actually speak to them. But they almost killed him, he said, and they belittled him. So I could not do any much of what I was supposed to. I couldn't. I did not want to cause any frictions. I did not want to cause any, you know, dismantling between the Ben Israel. So don't pull my beard. Don't seize me. Don't seize my beard and my head and embarrass me in front of people. I couldn't. I did. They almost killed me.
فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين.
Don't make people make fun of me. Don't make people feel, you know, when you're pulling me from my beard and, you know, my head and you're pulling me like this. يعني don't make, you know, people ridicule me. You're doing this to me. Don't make people ridicule me.
ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين.
And don't put me from the wrongdoers. I am not from the wrongdoers. I did. I was, you know, I'm a believer. I stuck with, you know, with you and I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. But they almost killed me. I couldn't do it. And then he goes back to Samiri. Verse number 95. He goes back to Samiri. Message to the brothers and sisters who have children. Brothers and sisters who have children. You know, when your child does something wrong and somebody tells you, you know, your son or your daughter did something wrong, something really bad. Some parents, they right away go and use, you know, and be physical. They use force. You know, they beat them up or, you know, spank them or whatnot. Musa alayhi salam, after he heard from Ben Israel, then he heard from Musa, then he goes to Samiri. Everything points towards Samiri, that this man is really bad. He is actually the culprit. He is the culprit. But Musa goes to him. But Musa is also fair. He is strong, but he's just. He goes to Samiri.
قال ما خطبك يا سامري.
الله.
ما خطبك يا سامري.
سامري. What do you have to say about this? This is the utmost fairness. The utmost justice. You know, somebody says, I don't need to hear nothing. I'm just going to go and kill the guy. Khalas, I have clear evidence. But no, despite all the evidence, you need to hear from the person involved. You need to hear from that person involved and see. Maybe, like I said, maybe he has his own justification. So he goes to him and he says, مَا خَطْبُكَ يَا سَامِرِي. So tell me, Samiri, what's with this? What is your evidence? What is your excuse, O Samiri? What happened? Same thing here. If you want to relate this to us today, like I mentioned, sisters and brothers, your children, those who have children, or maybe if you heard, let's say, okay, if you may say, but I don't have children. Maybe you have, a quarrel with someone, right? And you heard, you know, that it was actually that person who did and whatever that person did or whatnot. People accused that other person. And then you, are you going to go and give him the benefit of the doubt and listen from that person before you make your judgment? Or are you just going to go and cut off all ties with that person, or maybe shoot an email, or maybe pick up the phone and yell at that person without hearing from that person, or curse him or report him or whatnot before you hear from that person? This is the utmost justice, is regardless of what that person apparently dead or whatnot, you've got to hear from them. You've got to hear from them. And that's what Musa did first. As-Samiri had an evidence. He had some sort of justification. What is this justification? I saw Jibreel. Huh? You saw Jibreel? Yes. What do you mean you saw Jibreel? The Samaritan says, I saw Jibreel. How can you see Jibreel? Nobody sees Jibreel. What do you mean you see Jibreel? You're not a prophet, you know? I saw the angel. I saw an angel. How can you see an angel? Brothers and sisters, do you want to know what he said about the angel? Because he's trying to justify why he made the calf, why he crafted that calf, right? Not the cow. What does Jibreel have to do with the cow? What does Jibreel have to do, or what does the angel have to do with this, you know, with the calf? What does Musa do after he hears from the Samiri? What does Musa do after he hears from the Samiri? Is he going to be, is he going to punish him? What is he going to do to the Banu Israel? Because regardless of what the Samiri does, you still cannot be worshipping a calf or a statue or an idol. You cannot be doing that. You saw so many miracles. You saw so many miracles. How can you be going and watching? So Musa's going to be upset at them. Is he going to tell them something, you know, really, really bad? Is he going to tell them to kill themselves? Is he going to tell them to kill themselves? Really? For Allah to forgive you? Because those of you who worship the cow, is he going to tell them to kill themselves? Is he going to leave them, desert them and leave them and take the believers and only move with the believers and leave the others? What is he going to do? What is this thing about the Malak, the angel that the Samiri now presumably says that I saw? What does that have to do with the calf? Even if he saw an angel, the angel would not tell him go and worship the cow. Yes, you know it, sisters and brothers. Definitely, definitely. It is a cliffhanger. It is a cliffhanger, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, same time, same place, we will resume the story of Musa and the Samiri and Banu Israel, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, we will resume the story of Musa and the Samiri and Banu Israel, and then Musa will move with Banu Israel. Where would they go? Where would they go? They would go somewhere else. Where would they go? Because they were supposed to be going to Palestine. Now Musa has the Torah with him. He has the Torah. Is he going to be teaching the Torah? Just like when we have the Quran, right? When we have the Quran. We have the Quran. You know, we teach the Quran, you know, in our masajid. We teach it to our kids. We teach it to our families. We teach it to, you know, our loved ones. We teach them the Quran. So Musa now with the Torah, is he going to teach the Torah to Banu Israel? How is he going to teach the Torah to Banu Israel? You know, Banu Israel, what would happen to them? You know, those disciples, are they going to split into groups, into different, you know, tribes? What's going to happen? We will talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Zakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you all. Yes, why not? Let me say salam to my cousin, my nephews. I see, so I will say salam to them. And those of you, brothers and sisters, on Facebook, Jazakum Allah khair, salamu alaikum. Those of you on Facebook, may Allah bless you all. Salamu alaikum, Abdullah. Salamu alaikum, Kamran. Salamu alaikum, Shahnaz. Shalom alaikum. Those of you on Facebook out there, Koko Murad, Abu Rudaina, Humaira Tokair, Kamran, Dula Robe, Koko, thank you so much for joining. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, Facebook. Salamu alaikum.